Chapter 13, When Love is Thin. Ethel has only two eggs. Suppose neither of them hatch, Becky said. Then poor Ethel will have spent all that time for nothing. She and Steve were feeding the broilers. Becky always watched for lame and droopy-looking chicks. She put them into her chicken hospital. Rob had helped her make a shelter outside the broiler house. Here she kept all the sick and lame chicks. Becky had not forgotten the dear little blind chick she had once had, and its sad end. No one ever knew what had happened to it, but they had found it with its head bitten off. She certainly did not want that to happen again. "Don't fret about Ethel," Steve said. "Banty hens usually hatch. If not, maybe we can give Ethel some chicks from one of the other hens." Becky looked relieved. Steve usually had a good solution for any of her problems. When they came out of the broiler house, they saw that Prince was putting on his stick act, as they called it. This time he had a good-sized pole and was trying to balance it in his mouth. Prince did this almost every morning. You could see he was a very playful horse. Old Ironsides, who had never noticed old boards before, would follow Prince around and try to get the pole away from him. If he did get it, he walked around rather awkwardly. Old Ironsides did not know how to act with a board or stick in his mouth, but he did not want to be outdone by Prince. If Prince was going to do something new, he would do it too. Rob kept saying Prince was better than a circus horse. He had never seen a circus or a circus horse, but he had read about them, and he knew that if a horse could do what Prince was doing without any training whatsoever, he was a very special horse. Prince was special in other ways, too. When a cow had a calf, he would stand at the fence and watch them. Anyone could see he wanted to get to the calf.